The Burt Show.
On our Facebook page, Janitra Love wrote, I started listening to the show when my daughter was 5. She just turned 25 on the 17th. I just told her that The Burt Show was ending. And as I was telling her that, I just burst into tears. I got instantly overwhelmed with sadness. She said, oh, Mom, I know how you feel. That's like if they ended SpongeBob.
Wow. We got equated to SpongeBob?
Right. That is
living the dream.
New level right there. New level. All right. So Tommy has teased us by saying that this next guest that is coming in studio as we wind down the Burt Show, which is turning the lights off on the 24th. I don't know who's walking through that door, but I can see the sincerity in Kristen's eyes. Unless she's just really learned how to BS really well the last week.
You've taught me a lot, but I haven't picked up that little fun trait right there.
Nah, like when Tommy says profound, I'm like, okay, who do you got? Like, you bringing Frida back? But that's impossible.
May she rest in peace.
Yeah, Frida was the woman that I made out with at Six Flags, and she was like 60-something years old.
Oh, what a shame she won't be back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did not dig her up.
No, but we did check to, you know, and Tracy found the obituary. So.
Yeah, I saw that.
Not too late to get a Ouija board out.
Yes,
it's very Channel true. Frida.
And it wasn't the kiss that put her in the grave either, just so.
That we know of. Maybe it was prolonged.
Delayed. All right, so where are we going with this?
All right, as I said earlier, this person has had a profound impact on your life, particularly your spiritual life. This gentleman has joined the show from time to time. You often quote things that he has said.
Oh, no way.
Please welcome back to the Burt Show studio for one last time, Pastor Andy Stanley.
This is crazy. Can I tell you how crazy this is? I'm going to tell you how crazy this is here in just a couple of seconds. Oh, my God. What an honor.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Good morning.
Andy, hey. Thank you for coming in.
Get the hugs.
This is crazy.
Because this is the first time Bert's seeing everybody when they walk in studio. So we got to get the hugs.
Not doing it anymore.
So the last two nights have been watching your messages from.
You're making that up.
No, I really have. I'm going to tell you what they're all about. From this Sunday and last night. Did we give them the crappy headphones?
No, he's good.
I'm just crappy at putting them on.
So I was watching last night, actually, and the night before. This is just craziness. So as I'm watching you and your message, without getting too far into it right now, was perfect timing for me. Basically what it is like when somebody is doing you wrong, walk in Jesus' footsteps. Like, how would you react to that situation if you knew Jesus was behind you? Like, you wouldn't act out. You could probably explain this better.
You were listening.
Since it was his message.
Preach. Right. The third part's coming up Sunday if you're available, and I think you are, because after Friday, you got nothing to do.
I'll be in San Diego, but we'll be watching from there. Yeah.
We'll have you. We'll figure that out.
Wow. But the message really is like, I mean, treat people like God is behind you.
Yeah, like God's with you. The Lord is with you. What do you do? What do you do when you're confident that God is with you? You live a different life, do things different. Wow.
So the first day I'm watching it, I get a text as I'm watching that from Billy Phoenix.
Seriously?
Just as the time I'm watching it, right?
Wow.
Who's also with North Point Church. And then last night, as I'm watching it, I had the thought, I wonder if these guys could get Andy in, but I'm not
going to. Last night you had this thought?
Last night, but I'm not going to ask them to do it because they're already busting their booty on bringing all these guests in, preparing a show. So I decided against it. So it's.
Seriously.
I almost swear to God.
I promise.
You thought about it last night, and he shows up today.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I'm telling you that it's absolutely the truth.
Can you ask the Lord today for some winning lottery numbers? Right.
Thank you so much for coming in. I think you know how much you've meant to me and this show over the years.
Well, you have invited me in at critical times, but let me tell you what. One of the things I'm so grateful for. First of all, not going too far back, you invited my son on, gave him a big shout out with his new comedy career. So that was cool. But then years ago, my daughter wrote these, what she called Allie's Rules for High School. I don't know if you remember this. And she wrote these rules because the girls she was mentoring were about to start high school. She's like, oh, they need to know what they're doing. They're going to high school. Mm-hmm. So she wrote out these rules. They circulated. You got a copy. Mm-hmm. And the day school began that fall, you read my daughter's rules for high school girls on the air, and her phone of course, blew up. And then she and my wife took that and wrote a book for moms and daughters because they got so much positive feedback from you reading Allie's Rules for High School on the air.
That's insane. Thank you. Yeah.
Wow, it was, their little book's called Meet Me in the Middle. And it's, you accidentally, you know, blew all that up. And we're so grateful. So it goes both ways is what I'm saying.
That's the thing that I've really embraced over the last couple of weeks. You know, I've said the words before that you just never know how you're impacting somebody, how we're impacting them in traffic. You know, Andy, we come in here. We make people laugh. These are my friends.
We try to make people laugh.
They laugh.
These are my friends. So we're just having a good time for 5 hours, and then it gets creative after the show. But you just never know, like, who's listening or who you've helped out, or in this case, just read a letter that had such a tremendous impact, a ripple
thousands and thousands of high school girls. And then their mom saw the list and are like, oh, honey, you need to put this on your wall and you're starting high school because it's so challenging. So, and as I was driving in, I thought, we kind of do the same thing. We entertain, we offend, and we inspire. I'm like, we have the same job, right? It's just, you're way more fun. So. I was going to say you don't have to do it at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, but you do it at 6 a.m. Right. every morning. So I don't know.
I'll trade you starting Monday.
Do not do that.
I don't know. That'd be kind of a fun podcast. We'll figure that out.
I've always given Andy a hard time because years and years and years ago, he invited me to join him on stage on what I love about North Point Ministries is that. The church for non-church goers?
Well, we want it to be a church unchurched people love to attend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they were doing a seminar one night and Andy invited me on stage. Why don't you take it from there for a second?
Well, people are like, but what's he going to say? I'm like, it's Bert. He can say, I'm not going to edit Bert. And it was a super honest conversation. Mm-hmm. And of course, I knew you would be honest and transparent. That's the draw. That's the magnet. You know, that's what your magnet is, your superpower. But bringing that into a more of a religious context, I didn't feel like it was risky. I thought it was great.
Well, it was about dating and it was about sex.
Yeah.
And I talked about my dysfunctional relationship growing up with sex also. And I think a lot of people in that congregation were like, he's allowed to say that? And I thought it went well. And Andy and I hugged.
Great.
And then I never got invited back. So I was like, oh, maybe it didn't go as well as Andy said that it went.
No, it was.
Immediate regards.
I didn't even feel like it was risky. I just thought it's authentic. And that's what we wanted to do with our church is let's talk about real stuff with real people and real things and try to strip out all the unnecessary religious part and just, it's about life, you know? So that's what you do. And that's why you've been so successful for 25 years.
I know, isn't that crazy?
And I've heard you talk a little bit about how you're feeling about all this, but it must be weird.
I'll just say to you the same thing I've been saying to these guys. It's like, this has always been a dream of mine is to be able to travel the world and live freely and really, I don't want to say chase joy, but just really find something that really fulfills me every single day. And while I love this job, I've put too much pressure on myself for 25 years on making it sound a certain way, making sure the ratings were great, listeners were taken care of, my family was taken care of, that I don't really know that I've allowed myself a lot of joy in 25 years. Wow. And I've also performed my entire life. I've been Bert Show Bird, and now I'm questioning what's performative and what's not. And I want to go really find out what Bert's all about right now without having to do it in front of an audience.
Well, you'll reinvent yourself in a wonderful way. That's what happens. And the thing is that what you're doing that's so wise, even though it's so hard, is you have, you know, God willing, a lot of years left. You got good energy left. You got good health left. And you got time. And whatever happens, sometimes I think we don't know what's going to be next till there's time for there to be a next and to get fully unplugged, which I can't imagine. I mean, I'm at the idea of waking up one day with no responsibility outside of my family. You and I have never, I mean, we don't even know what that's like. You're about to find out.
Right.
But, I mean, you got other stuff. You got your podcast network and Bert's Kids. You're still.
Bert's Big Adventures going on. Yeah, of course. So,
you got stuff going on.
It's funny you say that because I have a text written out to somebody that I am approaching about a podcast probably tomorrow. So I'm already grinding. Yeah. I'm not even gone yet.
Like I said.
Right. Uh-huh. This whole thing is really coming full circle. It's so beautiful that you're in here today. So when we first got to Atlanta, Stacy has always been connected to her religion more than I have. I was born to Jewish parents. Then when Stacy and I started dating, she introduced me to the church. While they were at church doing all the church thing, where they're standing up and they're sitting down and they're standing up and sitting down and doing the same thing every week, I was so bored. I just decided, look, if I'm going to be here and I'm going to be with my wife and her family, then I'm going to read the Bible, right? So I start reading the Bible every Sunday while they're standing up and sitting down and getting all the food and everything and getting the drink and all
that. And to be clear, that was a different church.
Yeah.
That was a different church. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. That's what I'm saying. So,
just to be clear.
Yeah. Andy's is so, that's where I'm going with this. So okay, Andy's is so different. So that's where I was introduced into Christianity. And
so wait, so you were so bored in church, you began reading the Bible.
Yes.
That's a unique story.
That is.
Congratulations.
And what a story that is, man. There is so much drama there. That is a Netflix special. I'll tell you.
Yeah. They made a movie about it.
Yeah, they sure did.
Several, yes.
So I swear I'm going somewhere with this. Yeah. So we were doing that. I wasn't really connected, but I really started to feel very close to Christianity. We moved to Atlanta, and we were checking out and kind of sampling different churches, and she was so turned off by a lot of the churches here because she wanted to get involved in the church. And they were like, sorry, you've got boobs, you can't. So she was really, really disappointed with that and couldn't find a church that fit her and kind of her progressive take on Christianity. Then we landed in at North Point at Buckhead Church, and everything absolutely changed for us. Mm. And now, 25 years later, I get a text from Stacy a couple of months ago that says, hey, I really want to get back to Buckhead Church, but this time I want to get my hands dirty. Can you set up an appointment with Andy? And you could take it from here.
Yeah, and so you texted me. I said, absolutely, and we met. And we had an incredible conversation.
Yeah.
I didn't know her. Mm-hmm. And wow, so impressed. And
she's a force.
She is a force. I you know, there are people in the world, we met them, you know, these people, they're the gonna do it anyway people. You might as well help them because they're going to do it anyway, right? And you should get out of the way because they're going to do it anyway. And I thought, she's one of them. So I introduced her to one of our gonna do it anyway incredible staff women, Susie Gray, and so they've met. So anyway, so thanks for that. So she's that connection.
Yeah, so she's going to be helping out at the church more.
I love
it. And just full circle.
This is so kismet. Yeah.
So what?
Kismet.
Kismet.
Mm-hmm. Divine.
Dead air space. I'm not supposed to have that. I didn't know what to say.
I don't think the word kismet is in the Bible yet. Okay. Maybe the next edition.
It really is awesome having you in here. Thank and if you were, I'll ask you for, since we don't get to do this all the time. So as I'm taking this leap, and it really is a leap of faith here now, because I am going to travel. My whole world is going to change. I'm getting married in March. You know Amanda.
Yeah. Known her longer than you have, I think.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. Man, did I hit the lottery, man. Yeah.
Great photographer, so talented. Been on shoots with her. Amazing, yeah.
And just the greatest person in the world. So I'm getting married in March, and we're going to be moving in together after we get married. So everything is changing here. So as it pertains to faith and Jesus and Christianity, take me out of the equation. Anybody going through a big change, a life change, what can you say?
Well, as it relates to faith in Jesus and Christianity, just to make sure you ask me to answer that question.
Yep.
Okay. So here's what I would say. When Jesus preached the Sermon on the Mount, found in Matthew, and repeated in Luke, I think this was the message he preached over and over and over and over. This was his go-to. And at the end of that long message, it's the longest one that we have recorded in the scripture. He says this. He says, anyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house or built his life upon a rock. So the wisdom and the instruction in that one message, he said, is so inclusive in terms of life in general. If you'll take these principles and build them into your life, it's like building your house on a rock. And when the storms come, because the storms will come, your house will stand. And he said, and anyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't put them into practice, which is most church people, they go to church, they hear it, they go, oh, good sermon, pastor. They don't do anything with it, right? That in fact, most people, their religion is about feeling guilty. I felt guilty today. It was a religious experience. Jesus is like, no, I want you to do something with what you've heard. So I say to people all the time, if you want a starting place, regardless of what you think about Jesus or the Bible, that one message, he said, it is so instructive. If you will put these things into practice, you're building your life upon something that will stand, whether it's your marriage, your career, your relationships, all of it. So, good starting place.
That's pretty good stuff there.
Yeah.
You should think about doing this for a living, man.
Thank you.
Jesus really knew what he was talking about. Hey, I can't thank you enough for being here. It's just so strange that I've been thinking about inviting you.
Invited, and as soon as I got the invitation, I said yes. I was in Hoboken yesterday.
Hard to pull you away from Hoboken.
I don't know. Flew in late last night. I said, I don't care. This is a yes. It was an easy yes. Thank you, Bert.
Thank you.
On behalf of so many people, thank you.
Thank you so much for being in here.
Absolutely.
Wow. It's The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.